Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680, with the hitting coach of the San Francisco Giants, also the manager of the team from the Netherlands in the WBC and heading out to Korea very soon, and that's Bam Bam Mullins. How are you?
I'm doing great, Marty. Good to see you. Good to be back in camp, and, you know, it's always it's good to be on a show.
Yeah, what a challenge for you coming up, and I know we touched on it last year during the season about what was coming in the spring here, and now spring is here, so tell me a little bit about your schedule and how I know you're very excited about it.
Yeah, well, every 4 years you get to play for the country, and you know, obviously I get to manage a Dutch team just like I did 4 years ago, but it's busy, you know. It's you know, I get here at 6:30 in the morning, start going on the field 7:30 in the cages, then I move to the backfield at 8 o'clock and I'm out there till about 9:45, till right before they have to get back inside to get in the meeting. And then, you know, like you see, we got done today almost 1 o'clock. And then my Dutch team is here practicing at our Meineke complex. They started too, so as soon as I'm done here with you, I'll rush over there to watch that. We have like a 2-hour practice. We've played 2 practice games in Tucson last week, so that was good. We've got 3 more games from tomorrow through Saturday, and then we'll be leaving on Monday. So 2 days for me, and but it's all good, you know. It's I love doing it, especially for, you know, the cause. You know, we're trying to win something for the motherland, and you know, that's always great. And you know, we have some good players on the team, and I'm looking forward to that. And obviously, being in camp, you know, we have some exciting guys this year in camp, and you know, the team is looking good. You know, everybody's feeling good, and you know, can't wait to watch them play on Friday.
Yeah, boy, nice to have Bam Bam with us. And now your Dutch team has played a few games, but you have many players who are in other camps, so who's over here now playing games? I know Scope has got to be in Florida, and Profar and Bogarts and Simmons and all these guys. You have probably the best infield in the history of baseball, but who's around now to play?
Well, we have 9 guys that are away from the rest of the 28 guys, so you know, we have 19 guys that are not in big league camps, and you know, those guys are here. Okay. And we brought 33 guys total, 17 pitchers, and the rest are position players, 3 catchers, so they can catch all the bullpens. Tyra helps us out as well. He's going to go with us, so is Grash. So I'm going to take 2 of our colleagues over here with me to the Classic. But, yeah, we had to bring a full team so we can play the games, the practice games, so especially the pitchers can get their arms in shape for the Classic. And that's basically it. You know, those guys are going to go back home on Saturday. And then the new guys are going to meet us in Seoul on Tuesday.
Wow, exciting. Boy, it's here. The WBC is here. For you, you had so much success last time. Now you go to Korea. And how do you feel about the team? And I know Bert Blyleven is still the pitching coach. And if you ever get in the jam, I say put him in. But how do you feel about this team in comparison maybe to last time when you did quite well?
I feel great, Marty. I mean, on paper, this team looks better than in 13, and, you know, rightfully so. Those guys are 4 years more mature. You know, if you're talking about Bogarts, you know, he was 19 last time. He's 23 now. He's won the last 2 Silver Sluggers in the American League for shortstops. You know, Simmons is now 27 with 2 gold gloves under his belt. You got Jonathan Scope, who's now also 24. He hit 25 home runs last year in the big leagues for the Orioles. And Didi Gregorius, you know, he's played the last 2 years in place of Derek Jeter in New York, playing shortstop. He had 20 home runs last year and had his best year. So these guys are coming into their own. Profar is, after missing 2 years with a bad shoulder, you know, finally get back on the field last year. You know, he's going to get a chance to play left field this year for the Texas Rangers, or at least compete for the spot. So I talked to Jeff Bannister. That's where he wants me to use him. So it helps us out. Actually, because they're all shortstops, you know, somebody's got to play some other position. But you know, these guys are all pros. You know, they all want to play with one another, especially Didi and Simmons. You know, they grew up together, playing together for 10 years in their youth. You know, Didi has never played shortstop because Simmons was a shortstop all through their childhood. The first time he actually played shortstop is when he signed, and because Simmons was a shortstop in their childhood. So, but you know. it's great to be around these guys. Coco Ballantyne is coming from Japan. You know, he's the main man over there hitting home runs. He broke Sadahar O's home run record 4 years ago when he hit 60. You know, Rick Vandenhoek is our best pitcher. He won his first 14 starts in Japan to start his career over there a couple of years ago. You know, he's going to start game one for us. And then we got Jair Jurgens, who hasn't pitched for us since 2006. He's going to be the second guy. So we have two guys with major league experience starting the first two games for us, and then we have, you know, almost the entire lineup is going to be guys with that are having pretty good careers in the big league so far.
Wow, what exciting. Boy, you got me excited already. And, of course, everyone's rooting for you. And, you know, Posey's going, Crawford's going, and Johnny. But, you know, we keep our eye on you, believe me. And it's wonderful to see you managing that team as well. Competition in Korea. What does the competition look like, at least in the first round?
Well, it's always strong. You know, you never know who's going to bring what kind of team. And Korea, you know, is always going to be strong. You know, we beat them last Classic 5-0 in that bracket in Taiwan. This time, you know, they're at home. We're going to play our first game against them. It'll be their second game because they're playing Israel the first game. Israel is interesting because they have, you know, all American guys on their team, and 12 of them have major league experience. So they should have a pretty nice squad. So you can't undermine anybody. You got to go get them. And Taiwan, they beat us last Classic, and imagine that. We lost against Taiwan and we beat Korea, so you never know who's going to win and or what kind of game is going to be. So you got to have strategy. We're going to this next couple of weeks scout all three teams a little bit and see what kind of plan we're going to have once we get over there.
Ah, terrific. Alright, take it easy on Israel. I told you that last year. Alright, let's talk about the San Francisco Giants being in camp, and I know as we go through camp, you're seeing young people, and we're starting to hit off the coaches, hitting off live pitching. Can you give us a couple maybe that have stood out to you, or a couple that you know that we can talk about?
Well, you know, right now, you know, I haven't seen all of them because it's been just a few days since they've been here, and then we have obviously the split fields here. You can't see everybody. There's guys in the backfield. I stay in the front field, so I'm only get to see the guys that are up here. But from what I understand, from Dak and all the other coaches, you know, some guys swing the bats good in the backfield too, like Duggar and Slater and guys like that that are, you know, in the upcoming young players, outfielders, you know, with some bat speed. You know, they're looking good, you know. But, you know, what I can tell you from up here is the guys are looking good. They're in shape. They didn't take the offseason for granted. You know, they made sure they worked and got ready for camp. And you can tell the way they're swinging the bats. You know, Gorgis is in great shape. He's swinging the bat good. Mac Williamson, Parker Buster is in great shape, swinging the bat well. Look like he's a little lighter compared to last year. Pence is, you know, he jumped in there the last couple of days. He's swinging the bat good. So, you know, our main guys look like they're in shape and look like, you know, they want to get back to the playoffs and win the World Series again.
Oh, very good. Bam Bam with us talking a little bit about Giants hitting. A couple of names I want to throw at you. Ruggiano. Calexte has got the hands at short, and you've got all the shortstops on your team in the Netherlands, but I love this guy's hands. And then Marrero looks like a pretty big guy. How about those three?
Well, Ruggiano, you know, we brought a bunch of guys, six-year free agents, into camp this year. I'm pretty sure it's the biggest camp I've been around, but, you know, quality players. You know, these guys have had good careers, and they're all vying for a spot in the roster. And, you know, from what I can tell, just working with the guys in the cage and watching some of them hit in this field, you know, Ruggiano is a pro. You know, he's coming off an injury, though. He had a surgery on his shoulder with the Mets last year, and you know, he's still working through that. But you know, his swing is good. You know, he knows what he's got to do. He's 34 years old, but you know, he's a guy that you like to have on your side. You know, he can hit left-handed pitching. We know that. Yeah. He's done it a lot against us. So you know, it's going to be interesting. You know, these guys are going to compete and then put pressure on each other to try to make the team. And I'm going to expect that he's going to be in the mix at the end of it, just because he's got, you know, that 5-6 years experience in the big leagues and, you know, has done a pretty good job. Calixte, you know, working with him in the cage, you know, solid approach, you know, like you said, the hands are quick. You can see a good stroke on all areas in the strike zone. You know, it's interesting to watch these guys not knowing where they came from and then what kind of player they were before, but now you have him in your camp, you have a chance to see him on a daily basis. Good work ethic, and he comes out there to do his job every morning to get ready for, you know, for the practice. So it's good to have guys like that, you know, very quiet, ask a lot of questions when they're first time here in camp. They're, you know, outspoken like that, so we can get to work with them, because sometimes you have guys that are really quiet, you don't really know what they think or, you know what, how they feel. You know, I'm a big feel guy. I want to know how they feel. So, and Marrero is a big, strong guy, first base type, maybe a corner outfielder. You know, the power, you know, it's 20 some home runs in the minor leagues last year. So that's the kind of stuff we kind of miss a little bit in our system the last couple of years, the power, you know. And this guy's got not natural power. You know, he was out in the backfield today with me hitting early in the morning, just driving the ball all over the place and, you know, really backspinning the ball and getting hitting some balls over the fence. So it's good to see that, you know, Bobby did a good job bringing some guys into camp that's going to help us get better.
All right. Well, great to have you on. And I know you've got a lot of work to do, and I know we're going to let you get to work, but we're going to be following it. I've got your email, so I'm going to email you every once in a while just to get some updates. But what a thrill for you, and what an honor for you to do this.
No, I'm elated that the country decided to pick me again to, you know, be at the helm for this great team, you know. And, you know, even though I'm going to get away from my main job here, but, you know, it's everybody's on board from Larry on down. You know, I remember last time when I asked, because the finals was in San Francisco,
right.
You know, everybody was like, oh, man, there's one in a million chance you're getting to do this. And we're very excited for you. You know, we hope you come back to San Francisco and be in the semifinal. Yeah. And we did, you know, it was a great time. Hopefully we can win the cup this time. Every classic we did a little better than the previous one. You know, the first one we had, we didn't advance to the second round, but we've had the only no-hitter in the classic history thrown by one of our guys, ex-Giant, Chiron Martes. He's still on the team. He's still pitching good. The second time around, we beat Dominican twice to get in the second round. It was great. The guy that had the big hit, Dan Sidney DeYoung, he's now the hitting coach in the team. They're all here. They all came through here in the last couple of days. So it's good to have them around. And then last time we made it all the way into the final round, lost to the team that won the championship, undefeated Dominican. They had a great team, great pitching. But then this year, you know, is a clean slate again. And to improve from the previous three, we're going to have to win it. So we're going for it.
I love it. And I'll tell you one thing. Keep the ball on the ground. Your infielders will catch it. I'll tell you that.
That's right.
Well,
great hands. You know, I just have, I enjoy watching just them take ground balls, take it infield and things like that. You know, they compete against each other. They, you know, it's awesome to watch. And hopefully, you know, they can all be at the top of their games once we start playing on the 7th.
All right, man, thanks so much. Good luck. And as I say, we're going to keep track of you.
All right, thanks, Marty.
All right, more coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.